Welcome to this morning's talk.
歡迎各位嚟再聽大書嘅開示。
We'll talk about the questions this evening. The questions in the box there, we'll discuss those in the evening.
寫咗問題只係晏晝，即係晏黃昏嗰節先至會討論。
Because this morning I would like to talk deeper about meditation.
因為法師今日想講一啲關於禅修嘅嘢。
In particular, describing meditation as a way of calming the five senses so you can know the sixth sense, the mind.
法師想開示咧，就係我哋點樣用禅修嚟將我哋個感官嘅覺受放低，然後可以到我哋得到我哋第六識嘅感覺。
Once there was an emperor who was very, very powerful.
咁曾經有一個國王咧，佢係非常之有能力嘅。
But no one had ever seen the emperor.
但冇人見過呢個人嘅喎。
They did not know whether he was a man or a girl, old or young.
咁冇人見過佢咧，就唔知佢係男定女，後生定係老嘅。
Because every time the emperor appeared in public, he was covered with the five pieces of clothing.
咁點解咧？因為原來呢個皇帝一出巡嘅時候咧，佢用翻五塊布冚住佢自己嘅。
The emperor had boots which came up to his thighs.
咁嗰對靴咧就可以冚到佢個大髀上邊嘅。
He had trousers which covered the top of his boots and came up to his waist.
咁咧，佢条裤咧就长到咧就冚晒佢嗰对 boot 嘅。咁呢样同埋咧就系上到条腰嘅。
He had a jacket which overlapped his trousers, came to his wrists and up to his neck.
咁佢嘅外套咧就系冚咗条裤同埋上到佢颈度嘅。
Gloves which covered the end of his jacket.
咁咧，佢又有另外咧，就有另外一個套咧，就套住曬佢嗰個外套嘅。
And he had a helmet which covered his head and overlapped the top of his jacket.
咁佢咧，另外有個好似灰甲咁嘅嘢咧，冚住個頭，冚埋佢個外衣嘅。
So the clothing completely covered the emperor.
咁所以佢嗰五塊布咧，就冚曬佢成個人啦。
With the boots, the trousers.The jacket, the gloves, and the helmet.
咁佢用個靴啦，佢條長褲啦，佢個外套啦，佢個手套啦，同埋佢個盔甲咧，就冚曬佢啦。
So no one ever knew who the emperor was.
咁所以咧，就冇人知道呢個皇帝係邊個嚟嘅。
This is a simile. The emperor is your mind.
咁老師講咧，就話呢一個我哋個比喻就係個皇帝咧，就係我哋個心。
The five pieces of clothing are your sight, hearing, smelling, taste, and physical touch.
咁我五件外套咧，就係我哋嘅眼、耳、鼻、舌、身。
They completely cover the mind, so you don't know who you really are.
咁呢五樣嘢咧，就冚曬我哋個心，所以我哋根本就唔知我哋係乜嘢。
Whether you are old or young.A girl or a boy, whether you are Chinese or Kuai Lo.
咁嘅時候咧，我哋唔知我哋老啊、嫩啊、係男啊定係女咧，係中國人咧定係鬼佬。
So the only way to find out is to take off all the clothes and find out who the emperor is underneath.
咁如果我哋要揾翻呢個皇帝嘅時候咧，唯一一個方法咧，就將呢五樣嘢拎開咗佢，我哋會睇到自己係乜嘢啦。
And that's what meditation does. It takes away the sight, takes away the hearing, the smell, the taste, and the touch. When that all disappears, the only thing which is left is your mind.
我哋個禅修就係咧，將我哋五官嘅感受咧，就係放下，咁我哋揾到我哋個心啦。
So first of all, when we meditate, we close our eyes.
咁所以咧，我哋禅修第一样嘢要做咧，就系眯埋对眼。
When your eyes are closed, you can see blackness, the inside of your eyelid.
咁当我哋话眯埋对眼嘅时候咧，我仍然睇到嘢，就睇到我眼后边嘅黑色嘅嘢。
But because that doesn't change, after a short few moments, the sense of sight turns off.
因為我們閉上眼睛的時候，只看到黑色，它就不會動的。這樣幾分鐘之後，我們就會將那個眼色就會熄了。
Because the five senses in the brain will only notice things which change. If they stay the same, you can't know them anymore.
因為我的腦袋和眼睛只是看到一些動的東西，如果它不動的時候，我們的眼色就生不起的了。
So after a few seconds in meditation, the sense of seeing turns off.
所以我們閉上眼睛沒多久，我們的眼色就會熄了。
As long as people don't make too many noises, after a while, the sense of sound turns off.
只要啲人唔好做好多聲音嘅話咧，咁我哋聽唔到嘢咧，個聲個聽覺咧都冇咗噶啦。
Which is why it's very important when you're meditating to be able to come and go without making any sound at all.
咁所以點我哋禅修之中咧，希望大家可以好靜咧，就係咁嘅時候，我哋就可以將嗰個聽覺都可以收埋噶啦。
You have to practice the mindfulness of a burglar
我。我哋要學習咧，就係一個我哋話小偷咁嘅覺知。
Imagine you're a burglar coming into the temple. You've got to tread.Very mindfully, because if you make a noise, you'll be caught and sent to prison.
即係好似我哋去入去廟宇咁啦，咁我哋好似做一個小偷咧，我哋要好小心、好靜咁入去。如果唔係咧，我哋會俾人捉到噶啦。
So you have to be able to get up from your seat and move out of this hall when no one knows you've gone.
咁咧，我哋要學習就係我哋好輕咁起身，好靜咁行開，係冇人知道我哋係嚟過或者走咗嘅。
When you come back again, you must walk like a burglar, so you sit down and no one knows that you've come.
咁咧，亦都係啦。當我哋嚟呢個堂嘅時候，要坐嘅時候咧，我哋呢個小偷咁慢慢好輕咁樣坐低，冇人知道我哋嚟過嘅。
Unfortunately, many of you.Have the mindfulness of an elephant. Bang, 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 bang.
咁啊，不幸地咧，我哋有啲人咧就好似有大象嘅嗰個覺察力咧，就行嚟嗰時咧，砰砰砰咁坐低嘅。
You'll never succeed as a burglar.
咁我哋做唔到小偷噶啦。
But I don't mean that you should burgle houses. I mean you should be very careful and mindful when you come and go.
咁老師，你意思唔係話叫我哋真係做小偷，不過咧，我哋嚟到禅修嘅時候咧，我哋要好小心，好有覺察力咁樣。
Especially at night in your bedroom, the other people are sleeping there. So if you need to get up to go to the toilet, you have to remind yourself you're a burglar again.
咁咧，好似我哋夜晚咧，而喺大房住嗰啲咧，當你要起身嘅時候咧，記住我哋好似小偷咁，唔好嘈親人。
To be able to creep out.When no one hears you.
咁所以我哋咧要出入嘅时候咧要好细声，冇人知道我哋喺度嘅。
So you don't bang any doors.
我哋唔好砰一声咁拍埋啲门。
And if you use the toilet, there's a saying in English. It's hard to translate this into Cantonese, but the saying in English is, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
嗱，呢個就比較上難認。我用翻個意譯咧，佢喺英國嚟講咧，佢話即係去廁所咧，啲糞便咧，如果係黃色就由佢，如果係橙色咧，啡色就由佢，都係沖咗佢走。
So if it's in the middle of the night and it's just urine, just don't flush.
咁如果係黃色即係尿嘅話咧，就唔需要再去沖佢啦。
So that means there's no sound to wake people up.
咁嘅時候咧，點解咧？因為咁我哋唔會嘈親人啦。
So that means you can be like burglar. In the night, you come and go from your room, and no one is woken up.
咁即係好似我哋做小偷咁咧，我哋好輕聲咁樣，冇人知我哋嚟，冇人知我哋走。
And especially when you're meditating here, to be able to come and go making no noise.
尤其是喺呢個禅堂打坐嘅時候咧，我哋更加要小心，唔好嘈親人哋。
Because The person sitting next to you may be getting very deep in the meditation and just about to become enlightened. And you make a noise and stop them. Oh, that's very, very bad karma.
尤其是呢，我想我们在座有些人可能已经个禅定好深的了，如果我们不觉意吵亲他呢，这样的时候我们做了一个很大的恶业的会。
So, try and keep the sound very quiet.
所以我们尽量将声音令到它 很平静。
And if the sound is very quiet, after a while, the sense of sound turns off.
如果是很平静的环境里面呢，那我们的听觉就很快容易就可以熄了的了。
It's very easy to turn the sense of smell off.
那对于这个鼻息呢，就更加容易可以很容易删掉它的。
It's very easy to turn the sense of taste off.
那对于个舌即是那个臭那个味那个感觉呢，也都很容易可以将它删掉的。
But one of the hardest sensesTo turn off his physical feeling.
咁比較上難去即係控制咧，就係我哋嘅身體個覺受啦。
There's always an ache or an itch somewhere.
咁我成日都覺得啊，呢度又痛或者嗰度痕。
We always want to drink something and then go to toilet, to eat and then go to toilet, to lay down and then get up, to scratch and then to cough and then to sneeze.Oh, there's so many things we have to do with our body.
咁个身体咧，我哋好多时咧又想去饮水，饮完水之后想去厕所。咁我哋觉得痕又想拗下佢。咁我哋坐低又想起身，瞓低又想起身。咁嘅时候我哋好多嘢系会令我哋身体好多嘢令到我哋会喐嘅。
So the usual way of letting go of the physical body, so the sense of touch disappears, is to choose one sense of touch.Focus on that so everything else disappears.
咁所以我哋想令到我哋容易集中嘅话咧，就系我哋放低我哋身体嘅觉受嘅感觉，咁然后我哋就集中喺一个对象上边。
So we focus on the feeling of the breathing.
咁所以咧，老师教我哋咧，就系我哋将我哋嘅集中力咧放喺个呼吸嘅感觉上边。
We focus on the feeling of the breath.Until everything else disappears.
咁当我哋将我哋嗰个注意力咧集中喺个呼吸嘅感觉上边咧，所有嘅其余嘅感觉就会消失噶啦。
So we know the feeling of the breath. Just as the breath starts coming in, we see it grow to its peak and then fade away again. And we see the space when the in breath is finished and the out breath has yet to begin.
当我们是集中我们的注意力在个呼吸的感觉的时候呢，我们会看到个呼吸入的呼吸到它的顶，然后它落，那中间有个空隙，由到第二个呼吸的开始它的落。
And then we see the beginning of the out-breath. We see the out-breath go out until it reaches its maximum and then disappears. And then we see the space, the gap, when the out-breath is finished and the in-breath.Has yet to begin.
好似我哋睇个呼出入嚟啦。当我哋睇佢最呼到最个气最尽嘅时候，我哋睇到到有个空隙。咁到佢完之后咧，就有第二个嘅吸入嘅开始啦。
We fill our mindfulness with the breath, so that there's no space for any other feeling to come in.
咁我哋咧同时间咧，我哋个觉察力就一齐睇住个呼吸嘅感受。咁嘅话咧，其余嘅感受就唔会出现噶啦。
So you notice you cannot feel your legs.
咁嘅时候，我哋唔会觉得我哋有只脚噶。
You cannot feel your hands.
手又唔见咗啦。
You cannot feel your head.
咁个头又唔见咗啦。
That's all disappeared except for the breath.
咁嘅时候咧，我哋所有个身体嘅觉受系唔见咗嘅，只系得翻个呼吸嘅觉受。
That was very important for me.When I was a young monk in Thailand 38 years ago.
咁咧，对于老师嚟讲咧，这个禅修方法好重要嘅。喺38年前，佢去泰国嘅时候，佢出家嘅时候。
There were so many mosquitoes.
咁喺泰国咧就好多好多蚊嘅。
And they all wanted to eat Western food.
咁佢哋咧就好中意食西方嘅食物嘅。
So I would, with a friend, we would count how many mosquitoes we had on at one time.
咁咧，老師咧同埋另外一啲同修咧，佢哋會喺度數咧，曾經試過就數下究竟一次過有幾多隻蚊喺佢身上邊。
In Thailand, we had bare head and bare shoulder.
咁喺泰國咧，因為熱咧，佢哋有個即係要你知出家人要光頭啦，咁佢件衫又係得翻抹鼻嘅。
So there was lots of space for mosquitoes all over.
咁所以咧，啲蚊就好好彩啦，好多地方可以食嘢啦。
I could count up to maybe about 70 at a time, but then.They were too close together, you couldn't count separate anymore.
咁咧，老師就試過一次睇到咧，有70隻咁多喎，都係太密咧，所以有啲人可能唔止70隻嘅。
This is no exaggeration. Remember, old monks don't lie. About 70 at one time.
咁老師就唔會講大話嘅，因為佢講過咧，老嘅僧人係唔會講大話嘅。
Oh, that was very hard to endure.
咁嗰陣時咧係即係幾難受嘅都。
So the only thing I could do.Was to fill my mindfulness with my breath, just watching the in breath and the out breath, until I couldn't feel my arm or my head anymore.
咁嗰時老師用嘅呢個方法就係啦，只係將佢集中力咧放喺個呼吸度，知道佢入，佢知道佢出。咁嘅時候咧，佢身體所有角受都唔見咗啦。
And that's what I did. I could just watch my breath, and I couldn't feel my arm. I couldn't feel my head.
咁嘅時候，老師就用呢個方法咧，佢唔會覺得佢有手啊，佢個頭啊，佢身體佢冇咗啦。
Those mosquitoes helped me focus。
咁咧，原來啲蚊又幫咗老師去集中喎。
Thank you, Ajahn Mosquito。
咁咧，而家老師話多謝咧呢啲蚊嘅老師。
And then all I had was just the breathing, going in, going out。
咁嗰時老師就覺察到佢嘅呼吸嘅入同埋出。
That is an important stage in meditation。
咁呢個咧喺我哋個禅修之中一個好重要嘅一個階段嚟嘅。
And as you watch your breathing, it gets calmer and calmer and calmer.
所以當我哋淨係觀住個呼吸嘅時候咧，我哋個心咧就越嚟越定嘅啦。
Until the breath gets so smooth, the in breath and the out breath appear the same.
咁咧，到個呼吸好穩定嘅時候咧，我哋直情分唔出佢係入息定係出息。
And when it gets smooth like that, soon the breath disappears.
到呢個階段嘅時候咧，我哋直情覺得個呼吸都唔見咗噶啦。
Because nothing is changing, the sense of physical touch finally turns off.
因為咧，就係冇一樣嘢係喐嘅時候咧。我哋个身体嘅觉受咧，都最后都系熄咗啦，可以。
You can't feel your body anymore。
咁我哋唔会感受到我哋仲有个身体噶。
Your five senses have been turned off. Sight turned off. Hearing turned off. Smell, taste turned off. And now the sense of physical touch turned off.
咁咧，我哋所有五官嘅感受咧，就慢慢一步一步咁由只耳啦，即系眼睇嘢啦。耳仔啦、鼻啦、舌啦，最後就有身體嘅感受都冇埋啦。
So the only sense which is left is the sixth sense, the mind.
咁嘅時候咧，我哋話第六識咧就會出現啦。
And this is the stage in meditation where it is common that people see this beautiful light coming up into their mind.
咁喺呢個階段嚟講咧，我哋多數人都會睇到個好靚嘅光出現啦。
This is just what happens when the five senses get calmed down to the point they disappear.
咁呢個係一個好正常嘅現象嚟嘅。當我哋嘅五官嘅感受係全部係放下嘅時候咧，得翻個第六識會出現嘅。
So any of you in meditation who get very peaceful and very still and see a beautiful light, that is what is supposed to happen. That is the stage of meditation.Where you've taken the clothes off the emperor, so now you can see your mind.
咁呢個時候咧，我哋又好似個皇帝咧，就將嗰五件外套咧就放低咗咧，我個第六識就會顯現啦。呢個係好正常嘅現象嚟嘅。
But usually the first time this happens is very, very short, because often we get excited or scared, and we turn our five senses back on again.
咁通常咧，我第一次會有咁嘅經驗嘅時候咧，我哋就會佢好快走嘅，因為咧我哋會唔明嘅時候咧，就會好容易就走翻去五官嘅感受噶啦。
Because every stage of meditation has three levels.
每一個禅修嘅階段都有三個層次嘅。
The first level is recognition. The second level is familiarity. The third level is ease.
咁樣每一個層次就係第一個咧，我哋要知道。
The first one is recognition.
It's recognition, familiarity, and then ease.
咁第二樣就係熟悉，第三樣咧就係放鬆。
So with that light, you recognize, ah, that's the light.That's what the teachers are talking about. That is the mind.
咁咧，我哋当我哋就睇到有光嘅时候咧，我哋知道呢个阶段又叫做知道。咁嗰时你记得啊，老师讲过呢个就系啦。
The second level is familiarity. You've seen that many times. Oh, it is the mind again.
咁第二个阶段就系熟悉啦。咁你成日如果你咁打咗，睇你就好惯，因为佢成日都嚟噶。
And when you're familiar with something.You relax and become at ease.
咁喺第三個階段，就因為你已經好熟悉，咁啲光係咁嘅時候咧，你就會好輕鬆，會放下啦。
Only when you're at ease will that light stay a long time.
係當我第三個階段，當我哋好放鬆嘅時候咧，嗰個光先會停留得耐嘅。
It's just like coming to this retreat. Even for me, the first night I didn't sleep very well.
好似我嚟呢個閉關營。呢個禅修營咁啦，第一次就算老師第一晚嚟到咧，佢都瞓得唔係幾好嘅。
But now I've recognised my place in the room. I know the bed. I'm familiar with it. Now I'm so much at ease. It's like being home.
咁咧，而家開始啦。咁老師熟悉咗佢呢個環境咧，熟悉咗張牀啦。咁佢嘅時候咧，佢開始就好放鬆去喺度啦。
Or like when you go to a new job. When you first go to a job, you're very tense.
好似我哋翻新工咁咧，最初嗰时我哋会好惊噶。
But then you recognise your office, you recognise the people, you become familiar, and then you're at ease. It's like second home.
咁好似我哋同啲同事熟咗啊，个工作环境你又熟啊嘅时候咧，我哋又开始放松噶啦。
Or like some of you come in interview, you're very afraid.
咁亦都有啲同修去见老师嘅时候咧，好似好惊咁噶。
I'm not sure why you're afraid of me. I'm as violent as a duck.
咁老師唔明白點解你會咁驚，因為佢覺得佢自己係好好嘅，好似你係特即鴿咁。
I'm as dangerous as a teddy bear。
但佢又好似一隻樹熊咁。
But after a while you recognize me, you're familiar with Ajahn Brahm, and then you're at ease, you relax。
咁當你同老師熟咗啦，咁慢慢嘅時候咧，你就開始會放鬆啦。
That's just like when the light first comes up. At first you're tense.With that light, so it doesn't last.
咁好似我哋睇光啦，即係個次上一出嘅時候，我哋最初係好緊張咧，咁佢就好快走咗噶啦。
Soon you recognize, you become familiar, and then you're at ease, and it lasts a long time.
咁咧，所以就第一樣我哋知道個光，跟住都熟悉佢嘅時候咧，我哋一放鬆咧，佢就可以停留得耐啲啦。
Because that's what's supposed to happen. It's supposed to last, and as it stays with you, as it lasts and doesn't move, it gets brighter.And brighter, and brighter, and brighter.
咁好似个光咁啊，当我哋放松嘅时候咧，佢就会喺度停留得耐啲啦。越停留得耐嘅时候咧，佢越嚟越光，越光就好光噶啦。
And that becomes an important stage in meditation to see what we call in meditation nimitta or light.
呢个咧就我哋喺禅修话，我哋个次相出现嘅时候咧，呢个系好重要嘅一个阶段嚟嘅。
Sometimes that light might come up very early when you can still feel the body and hear sounds, but it's not a good time for the nimitta to come up.
咁有阵时咧，我哋会见到光，但仍然都有身体有觉受嘅。咁喺呢个阶段嚟讲咧，唔系太好嘅。
It's much better to watch the breath first of all and keep the breath for a long time until when the breath disappears, then the nimitta comes up. That's the best way.
咁咧最好嘅方法咧就系我哋观住呼吸先，当个呼吸都。停止嘅时候咧，个光出现咧就系最好嘅。
And there is another time when everybody sees that light, whether they are Christians or Muslims or atheists, and that time is when you die.
咁另外一个机会，你会见到呢个光咧，唔论你系咩基督教啊、 天主教啊，你係其餘宗教嘅人啊，或者印度教啊，就係、是、當我哋死嘅時候，我哋會見到光。
Have you ever heard of people who die on operating table or have heart attack and they float out of their body？
你哋有冇聽過啲臨死嗰啲經驗咧？有啲人係中風心臟病啊，或者喺個手術室嗰陣時話死咗，佢哋覺得自己飛咗出嚟㗎。
They are called NDE, near death experience.
呢个我哋叫临死嘅经验。
And the reason this happens is that their five senses turn off because they die.
个理由系乜嘢咧？就系我哋个五官嘅感觉系冇咗，因为我哋已经系死咗啦。
The doctor puts a light in the eye to see if the eye is seeing anything. Nothing happens. That's the usual way a doctor finds out if a person's dead or not.
咁咧，醫生咧就會係拆開我哋隻眼咧，睇如果我哋冇反應嘅時候咧，就醫生會判定我哋係死咗噶啦。
They can't hear. They can't feel. They're dead.
咁我哋唔可以聽到嘢啊，唔可以感覺嘅時候咧，醫生就會話我哋死咗噶啦。
And they float out of their body. And what do they see next?The beautiful light.
咁咧，当咁嘅时候，大绿色就会飘嚟啊个身体咧。佢哋睇到啲乜嘢咧？就系光啦。
That is the same thing you see when you meditate.
咁我哋喺禅修嘅时候咧，亦都会睇到呢一类嘅光啦。
But when you meditate, you're perfectly safe. You don't die. You come back to tell the tale.
咁但我哋禅修嘅唔同处咧，就系我哋冇死到嘅。我哋可以出喺禅修出嚟嘅时候，可以讲翻出嚟嘅。
But you know what it's like to die.
咁嘅时候，亦都我哋有个经验，就如果我哋死嘅时候，原来系咁嘅。
So another way of describing meditation is rehearsing how to die.
咁另外一个方法，我哋话咩叫禅修咧？就系我哋练习点样去死亡。
Well, you know, you have to train if you're going to play soccer or tennis. You train if you're going to get married. You train when you get a new job. Why can't we train to die?
咁我哋咧，我學習去好多嘢，我哋都要學習。好似結婚之前又有結婚嘅嘢啦。咁我哋要學習好多嘢，翻工我哋要學習新嘅環境啦。咁點解我哋唔可以學習點去死咧
？All you're doing is letting go of your body and five senses。
咁我哋只係需要咧，就放下我哋嘅身體，我哋五官嘅感覺。
Now one insight you will get from this is to know from personal experience.That when the five senses disappear and the light comes up, it's so nice, it's so joyful.
咁我哋可以喺度學習到咧，當我哋放下五官嘅感受嘅時候咧，得翻個大綠色嘅時候咧，原來我哋好自由、好開心嘅。
This is where the meditation becomes very enjoyable.
咁呢個咧就係我哋話禅修個階段咧，令我哋會覺得非常之享受嘅。
Because this body is so heavy and painful.
因為我們的身體呢又重啦又痛啦。
And getting into this nimitta stage is like going on a holiday from your body.
咁就好似我哋如果我哋去到次上個階段呢好似我哋係放假啦。
You feel so happy and so free.
我哋放低個身體嘅時候原來係好開心好自由㗎。
And that will give you understanding of why dying, or rather death, is so wonderful.
咁亦都俾我一个明白，就系咧，原来我哋死咧系好自由嘅。
Getting to the point of death is painful, but once you've got there and you're dead, you're free of this body. You're like a bird; you can fly wherever you want.
咁咧，我哋死之前咧，要行到死亡嗰时，觉得好痛苦啊！但真系当我哋死嘅时候咧，我哋就雀仔咁飞咗出嚟，就好自由噶啦。
And you're so happy.
咁嗰时我哋好开心嘅。
There was one lady, she had one of these near-death experiences having being in an operation in hospital.
咁有個女士咧，佢有呢咁嘅臨死嘅經驗咧，佢係喺個醫院裏邊嘅。
She floated out of her body while the doctors were trying to bring her back to life again.
咁佢個第六色飛咗出嚟咧，佢係睇到啲醫生咧喺度嘗試去救醒佢。
She was having such a wonderful time, the best time of her life.
咁對於佢嚟講咧，原來佢冇咗個身體飛咗出嚟，好開心嘅。
And then she met a spirit. And the spirit said, no, you're not supposed to die, you have to go back.
咁佢咧就撞到另外一個靈魂咧，咁個靈魂話唔係，你唔應該死字嘅，你要翻翻轉頭。
And the woman said, no, I am not going back.
但係嗰個女士話：我唔制，我一定唔翻翻轉頭噶啦。
The spirit said, you have to go back.
但另外嗰個人話：你一定要翻去。
I'm not going.
但個女士話：我唔制，我唔肯翻去。
But you must.
另外嗰個話：你一定要翻去。
No.It's horrible being in my body. Being free like this is much better. I'm not going back.
咁個女士話：哦，我而家好自由啊，我一定唔會翻去噶啦。
She was so happy being out of her body. She wanted to stay like that.
因為佢喺冇咗個身體嘅時候，覺得好自由啊，所以佢想喺呢個咁嘅階段，佢唔想翻翻轉頭。
That gives you an idea of what it's like when the body disappears. You see this beautiful light, so nice and so happy. You don't want to come back.
咁咧就老師俾呢個咁嘅比喻我哋咧，就等我哋知道原來個經驗咧，當你睇到 light 光嘅時候，你咁舒服、咁開心嘅。
But you've got no choice. You have to come back.
但我哋係冇得選擇，我哋要翻轉頭嘅。
She had a choice, so she argued.
咁個女士因為佢死咗咧，佢又可以有機會去傾啊。
And in the end.This is what she said happened. That spirit took hold of her and threw her back into her body.
咁呢個故事嘅結果咧，就係嗰另外嗰個靈魂咧，就將佢掟翻嚟個佢個身體上邊。
That's why she recovered and told the story.
咁所以咧，佢呢個女士翻嚟咧，咁佢可以講翻個故仔出嚟。
But on the video, she said, "I am so angry at that spirit. Why he never let me die?" I'm so angry. When I die next time, for real, I'm going to find that guy and I'm going to scold him. I'm going to beat him. I'm going to give him what for? What he did for me, I will never forgive.
咁咧，個故事最後嗰個女士咧，佢個 video 嗰度咧，啲人睇住佢話：我好嬲，我好嬲嗰個人啊！如果下次真係死嘅時候咧，我要揾翻嗰個人嚟打佢一身啊！
And the reason I tell that story to make you not afraid.In that state of meditation, it's so beautiful and so peaceful. Just like when you die, it's so peaceful and so beautiful. Please don't be afraid.
咁老師講俾呢個故事俾我哋聽嘅原因咧，就話當我哋係見到慈相嘅時候咧，我哋好自由。雖然冇咗個身體，我哋好自由，係好平靜嘅。即係好似當我哋死嘅時候咧，一樣係咁平靜、咁自由嘅。
So people who get to that stage of meditation, they see the nimitta. Number one, they have an understanding of what it's like to die. And number two, they don't have any fear anymore.
咁當我哋做到即係可以禪修到慈相嗰個階段嘅時候咧，有兩個利益嘅。第一樣嘢，我哋可以知道係冇咗個身體咁自由啦。第二樣嘢，我哋唔會驚死噶啦。
And the next stage of meditation, that beautiful light gets very powerful.And very still.
咁第二個階段，當我哋睇咗次相之後咧，佢係好光，係好平靜嘅。
And the usual experience is people feel they're merging into that light, or the light is enveloping them.
咁第二嗰時咧，我哋又會咧，就覺得我哋係融咗入個光裏邊，或者個光係包圍住我哋。
And from that, we enter the world of the jhanas.
咁嘅時候，我哋叫入咗初禪啦。
The jhanas are very deep states of meditation。
初禪嚟講，一個係好穩定、好深沉嘅禪定嚟嘅。
When the Buddha taught, he said he only recommended four types of meditation。
咁佛陀都曾經講過咧，佢只係提議或者係推薦四種嘅禪修方法。
For those who want to check this out, you will find it in the Gopika Moggallana Sutta of the Majjhima Nikaya.
如果你有啲人想要揾翻個經典咧，應該係中部中阿含。
The only four types of meditation the Buddha recommended are first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, and fourth jhana. Just those four.
咁佛陀推薦嘅四個禪定就係初禪、二禪、三禪同四禪。
So once you enter those states, you are following what the Buddha said to do with meditation.
如果我哋能够进入呢四个禅定嘅时候咧，我哋系跟紧佛陀嘅步伐嚟行啦。
So what do they feel like?
咁佢哋会点感觉咧？
Each of these deep stages of meditation are very, very blissful.
每一個禅定的階段呢，是我們會感覺到是非常非常之開心的。
This is where you understand why people become monks and nuns and stay monks.
你也明白到為什麼那些人到了這些位置的時候，他們會出家，還有繼續是出家。
I was a very successful young man.With a good degree from Cambridge University.
咁老師咧，佢係一個喺劍橋一間好出名學校，亦都係一個好出名嘅學生嚟嘅。
With lots of girlfriends.
同埋好多女仔嘅佢，好多女朋友嘅。
Why did I throw all that away?
咁點解老師會掟曬啲嘢走咧
？Because I discovered that meditation was better than sex with your girlfriend.
咁由老師發現咧，佢覺得係禅修咧，比任何嘅性行為仲開心。
And that was true.
但係呢個係實相嚟㗎。
So when you get into these deep stages of meditation, you'll understand what real happiness is.
咁當我哋到達呢啲禅定嘅位嘅時候咧，我哋先至明白乜嘢叫開心。
The happiness when your body is totally gone.
當我哋冇咗個身體嘅時候，那個感受係非常之開心嘅。
When you're very, very still.
當你好定好定嘅時候。
In brief, the first of those deep stages of meditation, jhana, is a particular type of bliss which you experience. It's the bliss of your body having gone.
咁第一個初禅咧，就係我哋冇咗個身體得到嘅喜樂。
Imagine.You've been carrying a very heavy backpack on your back.
諗下我哋孭咗個好重好重嘅包袱喺個背脊嗰度。
And you've been carrying it ever since you were born.
最慘咧就係我哋由出世以來都係孭住呢個咁嘅包袱嘅。
And you've never taken it off once throughout your whole life.
我哋從來都冇試過放低過呢個咁嘅包袱。
You've got used to it.
因為我哋慣咗啦。
You take it as normal, as usual.
我哋當呢個係正常啊，冇問題啊。
And then for the first time in your life, you take the backpack off.
咁喺呢度咧，我哋第一次可以將呢個包袱放低啦。
That feels so good, so wonderful. At last, you can dance, you can fly, you're free.
咁終於咧，我哋可以放低呢個咁沉重嘅身體嘅包袱嘅時候咧，我哋會係覺得好自由，可以去跳舞啊，周圍飛啊，都乜都做得啦。
That's the happiness of having this big heavy weight taken off your mind。
呢個就我哋放下一個好重好重包袱之後得到嘅喜樂啦。
That gives you some idea of what it's like in the first jhana. You're so free of this very heavy body. It's so blissful.
呢、这個就係老師俾我哋講，係初時我哋得到嘅喜樂啦，放低個咁沉重嘅身體。
And in the second of those jhanas, you go even more still.
喺第二禅嘅時候咧，我哋更加個止定仲更加強啦。
Just like that simile of the water, you put it down, little by little it stops moving, it gets more and more still.
好似頭先老師提起只杯咁啦，放低嘅時候，呢個杯裏邊嘅嘢就越嚟越止靜，止靜啦。
So your mind is getting more and more still。
咁我哋個心咧，亦都好似只杯咁放低咗之後咧，就越嚟越止靜啦。
In the second of those jhanas, your mind is perfectly still, but nothing moves。
喺二禅嘅時候咧，我哋個心係完全唔喐嘅，係非常之止靜嘅。
You feel like a diamond, like a rock, like ice, where nothing vibrates.
我哋好似一個鑽石，好似石頭咁咧，完全係裏邊係完全唔會有喐動嘅。
And that is another type of ecstasy or bliss, even more enjoyable, the bliss of stillness.
呢個咧就係止靜嘅喜樂啊，係比我哋初禪係仲開心嘅。
In Pali it's called Samadhija Piti Sukha, the bliss born of Samadhi or stillness.
在老师刚才讲的巴黎文，它是那个我叫禅定的乐。
Nothing moves at all. Wow, that's so wonderful.
完全没有东西动的，那是非常之好的觉受来的。
And in the third of those deep meditations, something else disappears.
那在三禅的时候呢，有其余的东西不见了的。
The last little shred of excitement, so you're even more peaceful.
那个时候连个乐都没有了，我们更加是止定了。
And that is a higher happiness, something you've always had has now vanished. You feel even more at peace.
有些东西我们经常都想有的东西，终于这些都没有了，那我们还觉得更舒服了。
And to get from there into the fourth of these jhanas, even the little happiness now vanishes, and you get the last, the greatest sense of pleasure, the pleasure of perfect peace. That perfect peace of the fourth jhana.
在四乘的时候呢，我们可以得到最完美 的止静的平和了，就算我很少很少的落的執著都没有了。
Now your mind is in perfect equanimity, peace and stillness.
这个时候我们是做了最完美的舍受。
Nothing moving, just being.
没有东西的动动，只是这样。
You understand what this meditation is and what it can do.
那个时候呢，就老师就说了，我们可以在这里知道什么是禅修，同埋禅修可以做到啲乜嘢。
Just by starting to let go, being in the present moment, just making peace, you find everything gets slower and slower, things disappear, until many of the things you were used to disappear, and you get this beautiful sense of peace and bliss.
咁我只要需要放下，慢慢放下所有嘅嘢，咁我哋可以一路咁样进入到一个深沉的禅定的时候呢，那我们就可以得到我们最终极的平和了。
So now you understand just why we have these very deep and powerful meditations. It's not just to let go of your stress in life. It's not just to heal your cancers. It's to go very, very deep into this mind to find out this emperor.The person who runs your life, the mind, find out what it is, and see how peaceful and how beautiful it can be.
咁我哋咪话学禅修咧，唔系净系话我要放下我哋嘅压力啊，或者系医疗我哋嘅病啊，我哋嗰啲癌症啊，而系我哋系要揾出放低嗰五件嘅外套，揾翻个皇帝出嚟，究竟我哋嘅心系乜嘢，然后达到最终极嘅平和嘅心态。
So are you interested? Do you like to get the jhana?
咁各位有冇兴趣去进入禅那？
They're all nodding. That's the big problem.
个个都在说。
If you want it, you will never get it.
个问题就是当你说要的时候呢，就永远得不到了。
You have to be very still to be able to reach these deep meditations. Every time you want something,You're not being still.
我们要得到这样东西的时候，我们要很止静很止静的。但是当我们有少少念头要东西的时候，那我们不定就拿不到了。
Every time you want something, you're holding the cup. It will never be still.
当我们拿着杯的时候，好像我们想东西的时候，需要的时候，有渴求的时候，那我们就不是止静的了。
You've got to let the cup go.Don't do anything. Sit there and shut up.
咁我哋要放低只杯，咁由佢自己止静。所以我哋坐嘅时候又系，我哋唔好理佢，放下，收声。
Don't move.
唔好喐。
Ajahn Chah gave a very wonderful simile. He called it the simile of the still forest pool.
咁 阿姜茶即係老師嘅老師咧，佢俾咗個好嘅比喻咧，就係森林嘅水塘啊。
Imagine in the time of the forest monks, they would wander from place to place, and at night time they would put up their mosquito net and umbrella next to a river or next to a lake.
咁喺泰國嚟講咧，啲森林嘅僧人咧，佢哋就會即係由一區轉去第二區嘅。咁夜晚夜咧，佢就打開個蚊罩咧，同埋把遮咧，就喺個河邊嗰度喺度瞓噶啦。
Because such monks, having walked all day, would need a place to wash, maybe to rinse out some robes and to filter some water to drink.
咁點解呢？因為佢哋一日都喺度行，由一度去第二度咧，咁佢哋就要沖涼啦，亦都要攞啲水嚟煲嚟飲啦。
And having washed and filled his flask of water, he would go maybe 10 or 20 meters from the water's edge, put up his mosquito net, and meditate in the evening.
咁當我哋沖完涼啊，裝咗水之後咧，可能佢哋行10至20米之後咧，就放低佢嗰個蚊帳啊嗰啲嚟，俾可以嚟打坐啦。
But sometimes, instead of meditating, he would keep his eyes open and watch the jungle animals come out to drink and play by the still forest pool.
咁有時咧，佢除咗打坐之外咧，可能佢打開隻眼，想去睇下嗰度啲動物。佢啲動物會夜晚會出去嗰個河度飲水嘅。
Because it's so much fun watching animals in the wild, in nature.
因為在野外來看動物呢是很開心的事來的。
Because I used to wander in the jungles as well when I was a young monk, and I remember watching the animals too.
咁呢老師嗰時佢做即係好後生做出家人嘅時候呢，佢都曾經做過咁嘅嘢，佢而家仲記得佢好開心㗎。
It's like watching this National Geographic Channel or Nature Channel, but this is real life.
即係好似我哋睇電視嗰、那個生國家定係嗰啲，即係睇嗰啲動物嗰啲 video 咧。咁老師話佢係真係睇到嘅。
I remember once in a jungle in the north of Thailand, I put out some water for the birds in the evening, a big bowl of water for them.
咁老師曾經試過咧，佢喺個森林裏邊咧就裝一大撥水咧俾啲雀仔去飲。
The birds soon discovered that water.And would come every evening for a drink and a wash.
咁咧，當佢啲雀仔發覺，咦，原來有一大鑊水俾佢飲嘅時候咧，佢晚晚都會去嗰個地方嚟揾啲水飲嘅。
And I would watch them through a small hole in the wooden wall of my hut.
咁咧，老師就睇佢間屋咧，個有個窿仔裝出嚟睇下啲雀仔啊。
What I never expected was, after a few days.Those birds from many different species formed a line, a queue.
咁老師冇諗到咧，原來咧幾日之後咧，嗰啲唔同種類嘅雀仔咧就排隊嚟飲水喎。
The one who came first would be in the front. If they came next, they would go behind the one, and they form a nice line, a nice queue. I've never seen birds form a queue before.
咁咧，原來啲雀仔好乖噶，一隻飲完咧，第二隻又一排隊咁慢慢去飲水噶。
Maybe those birds weren't from Hong Kong.
咁話老師，佢未從來未見過雀仔咁乖去排隊嘅，咁覺得可能係香港去嘅雀仔。
Do you form a queue at the bus stop?
咁你哋咪排隊啊搭巴士。
Okay, maybe they weren't from Australia. Australia don't form queues.
咁頭先有啲同修話唔係，咁老師話可能呢班人呢啲雀仔係澳洲啲人排隊嘅。
When the one in the front had gone in and washed itself and drank and flow off, then the next one would go in.
咁咧，第一隻咧，著完飲完水之後，復發隻翼走咗之後咧，第二隻就會嚟噶啦。
But soon there would be one bird who would come and try and jump the queue.
咁久唔久都有啲人會打尖嘅，只雀仔會打尖嘅。
And all the other birds would get out of the queue and jump on that bird, beat the bird up and make it fly away. And once that gate crasher or queue jumper had flown away, then they all got back in their line again.
咁咧就有啲好似斗賊咁嘅雀仔咧，見到有人打尖咧，佢哋會走嚟咧，就撲埋嗰只雀仔就掟佢走咧。咁嗰陣時咧就掟翻佢又再個排隊嘅，係好乖嘅。
It was so cute to see that every evening.
咁所以你睇咁嘅時候，你咪覺得好好玩啊！
I don't know how they organize themselves. Different species of birds, big birds, small birds, but every evening they form their line.
咁老师又唔知佢哋点样可以即系组织到可以咁乖咁行啦。佢系唔同嘅种类嘅雀咧，有大嘅有细咧，但系我哋都会排队噶。
That's why it was so much fun to watch the animals in nature.
咁所以咧，个老师话咧，去睇野外生物系好开心嘅。
But Ajahn Chah would say that the animals would only come out.If he sat perfectly still.
阿姜茶导师话咧，就系啲雀仔会出嚟咧，除非系好静嘅环境，佢先会出嚟嘅。
Because the animals were so afraid of human beings.
因为咧，原来啲野生动物咧系好怕人嘅。
Usually in the jungle, the only human beings animals would meet would be hunters.
因為一般嚟講咧，啲動物如果喺個森林見到嘅係咩人咧，就係獵人。
And the hunters would want to kill them。
但係啲獵人咧，原來係想去打嗰啲雀嗰啲動物嘅。
If you went into a jungle and you met a tiger, would you be afraid？
當你喺個森林入邊撞到只老虎嘅時候，你會驚啊
？Tigers very rarely kill human beings, but you're still afraid。
雖然老虎不是經常殺人的，但我們仍然會覺得很害怕。
So imagine how animals feel when they see a human. They're terrified of humans.
反過來說，你想想動物看到人的時候，他們原來很害怕很害怕。
So Ajahn Chah had to be perfectly still. So still, the animals couldn't see he was there.
咁阿姜柴要非常之定嘅時候咧，所以定啲雀啲動物唔知佢喺度，佢先至會出嚟嘅。
So still, they couldn't even smell him。
咁定到咧，連嗰啲動物都聞唔到佢有味道嘅。
And then they could go and play by the still forest pool。
咁嗰時候咧，佢哋好自由咁出嚟玩啦。
And he could watch them and enjoy them。
咁嗰時阿姜柴就可以望住佢哋，好可以自己去欣賞啦。
But if he moved, if he coughed, they would know someone was there and they'd run away.
咁如果阿姜茶咧咳咗聲啊，或者喐嘅時候咧，啲動物就即刻走噶啦。
And that was the simile Ajahn Chah used for the deep meditations.
咁呢個就阿姜茶俾我哋嘅例子，就係點樣入嗰個深層嘅定。
You have to watch, but perfectly still.
我哋要去观察，但系要非常之止静去观察。
If a light comes out from the forest to play by your still forest pool, if you get excited, wow, an emitter, then it runs away and hides and never comes out for days.
咁好似我哋睇到个刺上出嚟啦，咁我哋啊，我个刺上嚟啦，咁佢就即刻走噶啦。
If you get afraid, oh, John is coming, then it runs away and doesn't come out for weeks.
或者你好驚我嗰個蟬上我咁樣，佢亦都走咗幾個禮拜都唔翻嚟揾你噶啦。
But if you watch like an Ajahn Chah, perfectly still, but watching, then these things come out, and they don't know you're watching them, so they come out and play for hours by your mind, giving you so much joy and happiness.
我哋要好似阿姜柴咁咧，我哋只系喺好止静、好非常非常止静嘅环境之下睇住佢哋，慢慢睇住佢，咁佢哋就喺度玩噶啦。
And Ajahn Chah said, there are some very rare and special animals who are so sensitive human beings don't normally see them.
咁阿姜柴话佢咧，佢睇到啲动物系非常之珍贵嘅，好少嘅，咁佢哋好怕好怕人噶。
You have to be very, very still for those animals to come out.
咁要睇呢啲咁珍贵嘅动物嘅时候咧，我哋要非常非常之定嘅。
And those are the jhanas.
呢就系个禅那啦。
Because if you move even slightly, the jhanas will know, and they won't come out for a long time.
好似我哋喐一喐啊，佢哋已经知啦，咁佢哋就会离开我哋好耐，都唔会再出嚟噶啦。
So that's what you should do when you're meditating. Imagine you're an Ajahn Chah watching these wonderful animals in the jungle. perfectly still. Shh.
Don't move. 咁我哋呢当我哋做禅修好定嘅时候呢就好似阿姜茶喺度好定好定咁睇住啲野外嘅动物咁样唔好出声好定好定咁样。
That's why stillness is the heart of meditation.
咁所以我哋话个止静呢系我哋嗰个禅修嘅核心嚟
㗎。When you're still, the things disappear like your senses. When you're still, you see this beautiful light in the mind. When you're still, you get deep into these jhanas, and you have the best time ever.
咁當我哋止靜嘅時候咧，我哋可以睇到禪相，呢個係最好最好嘅機會，我哋可以睇得到嘅。
When myself and other monks started teaching these deep meditations, some of my friends said, "No, don't teach it to lay people. They won't be able to achieve jhanas."
咁當老師佢同佢啲同修講嘅時候咧，咁佢嗰啲即同門咧，嗰啲師兄弟又叫佢唔好教我哋啲在家人。
But then when I read in the teachings of the Buddha, in the time of the Buddha, many lay people achieved jhanas.
咁但係當老師睇經典嘅時候咧，原來喺佛陀嘅時候咧，好多啲在家人都可以得到個禪那嘅。
So I said, why not? Let's give it a try.
咁嗰時候老師話：咁點解唔俾佢哋試一試咧
？Not everyone.Achieves jhanas, but some of you will.
咁唔係每一個人都可能得到個禪那，但係我哋其中有啲人可以得到嘅。
So it's worth teaching you.
咁所以老師話覺得值得教我哋。
But remember, if you want the jhanas, they won't come.
記住一樣嘢，老師話咧，當我哋話需想得到個禪那嘅時候咧，佢哋就唔會嚟嘅。
If you learn to let go and be still, they'll come.
當我哋學習放下同埋好止靜嘅時候咧，佢哋就會嚟啦。
A good example of this, there was one student from Malaysia who went on one of my retreats.
咁老師俾個例子我哋咧，有一個馬來西亞嘅人咧，就去佢嗰度做個閉關。
A 9 days retreat.
9日嘅閉關。
She got nowhere.
咁佢就去唔到邊一度，去唔得好遠。
Hopeless meditator.
是不是好不是没什么机会的禅修者。
So when the retreat finished, we had the final session, she gave up all hope.
咁到最后一日呢咁佢就放弃了。
But it was another hour before the bus would leave to take her to airport.
咁呢佢喺度等车的时候有一个钟头呢佢要等架车先可以返去机场嗰度。
So she went into the meditation hall to meditate.Just to kill the time.
咁佢咧就話懷念一個鐘頭，哦，咁我不如翻個禪修營，個禪堂坐多個鐘，等埋架巴士嚟啦。
And for the first time in 9 days, she stopped doing things.
咁咧就係九日以來咧第一次佢唔會特登去做嘢。
She was just killing time, doing nothing.
咁所以佢就係冇做嘢，不過喺度消磨時間嘅啫。
And that's when she got into jhana.
咁嗰時候佢反而得到個禪那啦。
She came up and said, "Oh, Ajahn Brahm, it's so wonderful. Oh, thank you so much. Oh."
咁佢啲禪那出嚟之後咧，就走去揾阿老師咧，就同佢講：多謝老師，真係好啦咁樣。
It was very sweet because she'd really let go.
因為點解咧？因為佢真正放下啦，咁所以佢就得到佢個禪那啦。
And that is the hardest thing for you to do, to.Really let go.
呢个就系我哋最难做咯，就系真真正正嘅放下。
To stop controlling.
就放下我哋去控制嘢嘅心态。
To just leave things alone.
就放低由佢哋点样。
To put the cup down.
即系放下个杯一样啦。
And wait.
等。
But there are two types of waiting.
第一有兩種唔同嘅等法嘅
，right waiting and wrong waiting。
咁一個係啱嘅，一個係錯嘅。
The wrong waiting is waiting for something to happen。
咁一個錯嘅等待就係等啲嘢會發生。
That's called waiting in the future。
咁即係我話等將來，等運到啊。
And that's what many people do. When's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? When am I going to see the light? When am I going to see jhana? I've been waiting, 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 waiting.
咁好多人就話：幾時會見到禪光咧？幾時得咧？幾時得咧？喺度永遠不斷咁喺度等。
That's waiting in the future。
呢就係我哋話等運道啊。
You have to let go of all future and all past。
我哋要學習要放下個將來，亦都要放去過去。
So the other type of waiting, the right waiting, is waiting on the present。
咁另外一種啱嘅等待就係喺呢一刻去等待。
Just like a waiter at the restaurant。Waits on the customers.
即好似啲侍者咧，喺嗰個餐廳咧，睇住個啲客人嚟做嘢嘅。
Just attentive and caring on the customers.
咁我哋佢只係需要咧，去好照顧，好將個注意力放喺個客人上邊嘅啫。
Not waiting for something to happen, seeing what's going on now.
咁我哋係唔係話等運到，而係睇緊而家有啲咩可以做到。
So if you wait in the future, waiting for something to happen, it never happens.
咁你話等運道，等個善拿嚟咧，佢亦都唔會發生嘅。
But if you wait on the present, caring for it, looking after it, then it's only a matter of time when all these things come to you.
如果我哋能夠關照當下呢一刻嘅時候咧，個禪相就會出現啦。
And you'll find this is what happens. So much of the world has disappeared, and what's left is very beautiful and happy.
咁當我哋嘅呢刻嘅時候咧，所有嘅嘢唔見咗，但係最好嘅時刻就會到來，會到達啦。
And later on, I will tell you how this will give you the evidence on how you can be enlightened.
咁老師遲啲又會講，因為咁到達咁嘅階段嘅時候咧，我哋點樣可以係解脱啦
？But that is coming tomorrow.
呢個咧就留翻聽日先講。
So, that is today's instructions for you. It sounds so easy, doesn't it?
这个是老师今天的开始，听来就很容易了。
And it is very easy once you get out of the way.
如果你明白个道理的时候是很容易的。
So remember, follow the instructions.
所以记住老师给我们的指示。
And wait in the moment, don't wait in the future.And eventually it will all come together.
我哋只有觀照咗呢一刻嘅時候咧，佢所有嘅就會出現啦。記住，唔好係等運到。
So, are there any questions from the people here about what I've just talked about?
咁老師問有冇你哋啱啱先開始嘅嘢，你有冇問題？係講緊啱啱開始嘅嘢。
Any questions?Well, I know that sometimes people ask, is there any danger of getting into these deep meditations?
有冇問題呢？老師話有啲人問啊，會啲咁嘅禪眼嘅時候咪有危險啊？
There is only one danger of getting into deep meditation, and that is, if you get into deep meditation, you might lose your hair.
咁老師話唯一嘅危險呢，就係你有機會就唔見咗啲頭髮，即係老師咁，即係出家。
You might want to become a monk or not.
即係你唔係做比丘就比丘嚟。
That's the only danger. That's a good danger.
但係呢個係好嘅危機嚟嘅。
Yep, there's a question.
Very good.
我用中文可唔可以幫我翻譯？
啊，
正話佢講話有第六識啦，咁個好處就係話令到身體冇咗好輕鬆啦。另一點就係話唔會怕死亡，可唔可以解釋多少少點樣唔怕死亡？亦都係咪即係啲人講就係話利用禪修可以將咩十秒人輪 break 咗，咁令到下一生會好啲
？You talk about there's a benefits of going into deep jhanas. Well, we let go of the body. There's a bliss.And then we are not afraid of death because it's similar experience. Are you talking, can you elaborate more on that?
Yes. One of the things you understand is what this mind is and what this body is.
第一樣嘢我哋會知道就係關於我哋嘅身同埋身體嘅嘢。
And it's very clear to you.That this thing we call the mind, which you come face to face with in these meditations, is totally independent of your body.
咁嘅時候咧，我哋會知道我哋所謂嘅第六識啊，係同我哋嘅身體係冇關係嘅。
So you know as an obvious fact, when your body gets destroyed, this thing we call the mind does not get destroyed.
咁我哋已經明白到，我哋話，所以而家我哋嘅身體啊，即係呢個身體嘅話，真係唔見咗嘅時候，或者係真係破壞咗嘅時候咧，即係死嘅時候咧，我哋個心咧仍然喺度嘅。
You also understand that this mind is not girl or boy, it's not old or young, it's not Chinese or Caucasian or Indian. We all share the same type of mind.
咁我哋都明白到呢個心咧，冇分男人嘅心、女人嘅心，或者有國籍嘅心。我係印度人啊，中國人係冇呢啲咁嘅，或者老啊、亂啊咁嘅概念喺裏邊嘅。
This lifetime, my mind took an English male body. You took a female, a Chinese body. But this is the driver is not the vehicle, not the car. You may get a Mercedes.You may get a Ford car, but after a while, you change the car and get into another one. Just like changing bodies from one life to another.
即係呢一生嚟講咧，老師就拎咗個英國人嘅身體啦。咁我哋在座嘅即係攞個中國人嘅身體啦。咁嘅時候，我哋會明白到，只不過一生變一生，係將個身體轉換，但唔係將個心識轉換。
And you know, if you don't make any good karma in this life, if you are selfish, not generous, don't give charity, or cruel, in your next life, you will get a second-hand old car. Not very good. Or maybe only a bicycle. But if you make lots of good karma, in your next life, you get Ferrari.
我哋亦都明白到咧，當然我哋呢一世又唔做啲好事啊，又孤寒啊，又唔做即係做曬啲惡業嘅話咧，咁我哋下一世可能冇架車。如果你好嘅，梗係當然有架Benz 啦。但如果唔係咧，可能單車都冇啊。咁嘅時候，你就會明白到你要做一啲嘢，令到你自己下一世嘅嘢啦。
You understand so much about life and death.
咁嘅時候，我哋明白到所謂生同埋死係乜嘢。
And also you understand why do people make such a big thing about dying.
咁嗰時候你又明白到點解人會咁擔心個死亡呢樣嘢。
We have all died many, many times.
我哋死過好多好多好多次㗎啦已經。
It's not a big thing.
有乜大不了呢啊?
It's just like me next week going over to, back to Australia. I go to Australia, I get reincarnated in Hong Kong next year or the year after. That's what it is, coming and going, coming and going.
即係老師咁啦，佢啊今年又翻返去澳洲，咁明年又嚟嘅，即係又輪迴咁啊，來來去去都係咁樣。
Are you going to hold big funeral service and start crying when I leave on next Monday?
咁下星期一老師走嘅時候，你唔好你喊餐死，又唔想老師走啊。
So why do we hold big funeral services when your father dies or your grandmother dies? Instead, you just say goodbye, see you next time.
咁當我哋父親死啊，或者母親死嘅時候，我哋點解要做一啲咁嘅葬禮咧？我只不如灑脱啲咁講，拜拜，下世再見。
I told monks in my monastery when I die, I just want to be put in recycle bin, and they take me away, recycle me.
咁老師同佢即係佢寺院嗰啲僧人講咧，佢話如果當佢死嘅時候咧，佢只係將一個循環嘅地方就得㗎啦。
Do you have recycling bins in Hong Kong?
香港有冇啊？循環再用。
Very, very cheap and recycle.
是啊，咁我就可以即係循環再用就得噶啦。
Illegal? But why? It's just.
咁呢有個同修話呢個係唔合法嘅，咁老師問點解唔合法呢
If it's already dead, it shouldn't matter. You know, if you kill it and put it in there, but if it dies by itself, it should be no problem at all. It's just recycling. It's green. It's good for the environment.Going to crematorium, it wastes so much gas, put so much greenhouse gases into the air. It's much better just to recycle.
咁老師話咧，點解唔合法咧？咁你暈咗死咗，咪抌咗佢咪算咯。咁啊，如果你要火葬，又要嘥咁多能量去燒，你幾浪費咧
？Very good. Yes.
So, Bandai, what's the difference between the mind you just described and the soul, the so-called soul? Or is the mind the bearer of the karma? Okay. Thank you.
The mind
Can you Cantonese? I can't get.
Just Mandarin. 就是
OK。
我的意思是，就是刚才老师讲这个识，就是最后第六识，是不是我们所谓说的灵魂，或者是我们的那个就是业的那个 barrier， 是就是业承担业的那个部分。Thank you。
Okay。
我想他的意思话嗰个第六识系咪即系等于我可以承受个业力嗰、那个，佢哋叫第八识，我就叫嗰、那个即系、就是、承受个识嗰、那个。Yeah. 色在下。
Yes. First of all, you understand what the mind feels like, what it is, like you see the emperor.
当你第一次会睇到个心嘅时候咧，你要睇翻个，即系你要知道个系皇帝先。
And many people have never seen the emperor before, can think the emperor is permanent, always going to be here, like the Christian idea of a soul.
咁咧，如果你係睇到皇帝嘅時候咧，好似印度教你話睇到所謂嘅靈魂啊，另外一個教派講嘅靈魂，但唔係嗰樣嘢嚟㗎。
But the more you get to know this mind, you understand, like the Buddha said, it's more like a stream of consciousnesses.
咁當你在呢個心理係再深層啲睇嘅時候咧，你知道佢唔係一個固定不變嘅靈魂，只不過係一個意流嘅色嚟嘅啫。
Just like when you see a river.It looks the same today as it looked yesterday.
以为好像我们看到个河一样，以为今天看的河，明天看的河都一样的。
But you know that all the water you saw yesterday is all gone, and it's new water now.
实际上来说，昨天你看那条河，那些水已经走了，今天是个新的河来的。
So the mind you see today is not the mind you saw yesterday. It looks the same.But it's flowed all the way through.
好似个河流，好似个心流一样啦。你以为睇到嘅心流咧，今日再睇咧，咁佢完全一个新嘅心流，唔系好似你琴日睇嘅嘢嚟噶啦。
That's why they call it stream of consciousnesses.
所以我哋话系个色嘅流嚟噶。
But the reason it looks the same is because the stream is confined between two earth banks.
但是我們為什麼會這樣看到，因為它是在個中間那裡看，是個流來的。
That's like your karma. The stream can only flow in certain ways because of the karma from the past.
就好像個業力呢，我們跟著業力來流，好像跟著業力來流這樣。
So it's the karma from your past to be born as Chinese girl in this life.
那就因為我們上一世的業力呢，就好像我們這一世就會用一個中國人的身體了。
So you can only flow in certain ways. I am English boy, I can flow in different ways, but not much different.
咁老師係一個英國人啦，好似我哋個河流只係跟住嗰個河流嗰個彎嚟轉啊。
So that's how karma and the stream work together.
咁我就係個業力同埋所謂嗰個第六識嗰個作用啦。
And sometimes there's a big flood of good karma, so the stream can form another path. That's how you can change your karma.Change the direction of your life.
咁有陣時咧，啲河流會跟住嗰個河流一轉嘅時候，一個好大嘅轉變嘅時候，我哋就所以話我哋可以轉個業力啦。
Okay, very good. Oh, lots of questions.
Alice, 幫我翻譯啊，唔該。
Okay.
我想問佢咧，呼吸停咗，光又出，咁我應該做啲乜嘢？點做？
When the breath stops, and then the light comes in, what should you do?
Be still.
靜止。
Don't do anything.
唔好做嘢。
Imagine you're like Ajahn Chah, watching the beautiful animals come out to play. Shh. Otherwise the animals will run away.
好似頭先老師講咧，就係好似阿姜茶咁，靜止看著那些動物出來，完全不出聲。But then the breathing will come back for her.
No, if you're very still, you just watch these beautiful lights, and you're not aware of the breath, sometimes for hours.
老師說如果你真的在那個階段，你看到光，你是不會回呼吸到的。那些光是可以好多个钟头的。
And she should pay her attention on the lights.
No, you don't make any choices. Don't give any orders or any directions. If you make any choices, the meditation will be disturbed. You just like, I go on aircraft from place to place. Once I get on the aircraft, I don't tell the pilot what to do.
你就全部唔好去落任何嘅指令，唔好去控制任何嘢。即系老师话佢上飞机咁咧，佢就放晒嘢俾个飞机师去揸飞机啦。
So once you start seeing the beautiful lights in the mind, you can't do anything. You sit down and enjoy the in-flight service.
咁当啲光出现嘅时候咧，好似我哋坐飞机咁，你坐低就咁，我哋就系放松，就咁去欣赏有啲乜嘢俾你睇，你就睇啦。
Understand, we call this flying on Buddha air.
咁我哋话系我哋坐紧佛陀嘅航空公司啊。
It goes to five destinations: first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana, and enlightenment.
咁啊，得五个目的地嘅啫，就系初禅、二禅、三禅、四禅，同埋开悟。
So once you're on board, relax and enjoy the movie.
咁当你一上到飞机咧，就去放松睇戏就得噶啦。
Good morning, Ajahn. Actually, my question is similar to the previous meditator, but a follow-up one. That is, if we stop breathing and enter the jhana, so how can we come back? Because the five senses already switch off, and how can we come back to the breath again?
这个同心问呢，即是我们真的 真的入了禅难的时候呢，那我们就那个五官的感觉是停了的嘛，那个呼吸又停了，那我们怎么走回出来呢？
Exactly the same way the Buddha came back to the breath when he got into deep meditation. You don't do anything, it becomes automatic.
好像佛陀那样呢，这个是他那个到那时候他是会自动会翻回去个呼吸和五官的感受的。
You go into these nice meditations, have a wonderful time, just like anything else. It doesn't last, it's impermanent. And once the meditation starts to disappear, then you come back to your breath.
所謂這個即係嗰個禪那咧，都係所有嘅嘢一樣啦，係無常噶。咁所以咧，亦都會翻翻去你嘅五官，嗰個呼吸會翻翻嚟噶。
And please don't worry about what's happening to your body when you're leaving it.And being away enjoying the jhanas.
咁你亦都唔使担心，诶，我身体去咗点啊？我如果我去咗去喺个禅那嗰时，我身体点咧
？Your body does much better when you're away.
咁当你唔喺度嘅时候，你身体仲好啊。
That's why these days, if you're very sick, the doctors put you in induced coma.
咁点解而家啲医生咧，如果我哋好病嘅时候咧，佢会反而咧令到我哋昏迷咁样去入睡啊？
To get you out of the way so the body can heal.
最突然就是他想我们不要搞住个身体，等他自行去痊愈。
Just like I have this article in Australia, in Perth. Some years ago, I think about 10 years ago, all the doctors in Jerusalem, the capital, no, not the capital, the big city in Israel, all the doctors went on strike for 2 weeks.
老师看过一个片段就说在耶路撒冷有一次咧，好多人去示威啊。
And the statistics showed in those 2 weeks when the doctors weren't messing around with people, the death rate went way down.
咁咧呢度，咁嗰啲医生咧又系停咗两个星期去示威咧，原来发觉咧好多人喺嗰个时候唔系好多病人噶。
It's true, it happened. When the doctors weren't on the job, people didn't die.
咁原來嗰啲醫生唔翻工咧，啲人先唔死喎。
So when you disappear, you get much healthier.
咁當你個身體唔見嘅時候咧，你更加會健康嘅。
So you don't have to worry about your body; it looks after itself very well.
因為身體識得自然去照顧自己啫，所以你唔好搞佢。
Just like my monastery over in Australia, I'm not looking after it. I think it will do probably much better when I'm not there.
即係老師個寺院咁啦，佢而家唔喺度咧，佢覺得嗰個寺院更加管理得好嘅。
Okay, you got another question.
So, Ajahn, in this sense, does it mean that the meditator cannot make a choice to come back? So, the come back is not his free will to come back. It has to be naturally and automatically happen. Is it like that?
呢、这個同修話咧，即係咁嘅話，即係我哋唔可以用一個選擇嘅方法去選擇幾時出定啊？中文叫做
Usually it is. Recently, a couple of years ago, a Vietnamese monk taught a meditation retreat in Australia.
咁一般嚟講係嘅。咁老師話佢係一個越南嘅僧人咧，有一次喺澳洲搞一個閉關啊。
It was a 9-day retreat.
是九日的閉關。
Starting on Friday evening and going to Sunday week.
咁由星期五的黃昏去到第二個星期的星期一完的。
They started the retreat by everybody meditating together for 1 hour and then he was going to give the first talk.
咁呢佢首先開始呢就係一齊坐低就坐一個鐘頭，希望一個鐘頭之後呢嗰、那個主持法師就會去俾指示㗎喇。
After an hour and a half, the monk was still meditating.
咁點解過咗個半鐘頭呢咁嗰個主持法師仍然喺度禅修緊。
So he wasn't giving any talk, so everybody carried on meditating.
咁呢變咗佢冇開始啦，咁啲人繼續喺度自己禅修啦。
2 hours, 3 hours,He still hadn't come out of his meditation.
兩個鐘啊，三個鐘啊，嗰個主持法師仍然喺度禪修緊。
So all the people on retreat, they all went to bed.
咁所以啲人等等下，哦，咁好攰，咁啊去咗瞓覺啦。
When they got up in the morning, he was still meditating.
咁當啲人瞓完覺之後早起身咧，原來嗰個主持法師仍然坐喺度做緊禪修。
So they just sat down and meditated till breakfast.
咁嗰啲禅修者參加禅練人咧，就自己坐低繼續禅修。
When it came to breakfast, he was still meditating, so they went up to breakfast and came back again.
咁到早餐時候咧，咁個主持法師仍然喺度禅修啊。咁啲禅修者又自己去食早餐。
This is true story. That monk didn't move for 9 days.
呢個係一個真實嘅事啊！呢一個主持法師咧，完全冇喐過，喺九日之內冇喐過。
No food, no going to toilet, no water.
冇食冇糧，亦都冇去廁所。
And when he came out of his meditation at the end of the retreat, he apologized. He said, "I'm terribly sorry. I just went into a very, very deep meditation. I just couldn't come out."
咁咧，嗰個主持法師咧，當佢出即係個禪定完嗰時咧，佢就同人道歉啦。我唔好意思啊，原來我入咗個好深嘅禪定。
And all the people on the retreat said, "No, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That's the most wonderful thing we've ever seen. At last, we've actually seen someone meditating."
咁咧，反而啲禅修者就好多谢佢啦，话善哉善哉啦，因为我哋从来未见过人可以咁样坐法嘅。
It was so inspiring to see that yes, those things are true。
咁所以咧，呢个系一个很好好嘅例子嚟嘅。咁咧就呢个系事实嚟嘅，系实相嚟噶。
But actually, that monk was to blame。
咁但系嗰个出家人系要俾人埋怨嘅。
Because what we really do, what we should do, is if you know you've got very good meditation.At the very beginning, when you meditate, you tell yourself, I will come out after 2 hours or 2.5 hours, whatever time you set. You set that time. When you go into the deep meditations, you come out exactly at that time.
咁我即係應該我哋喺入定之前同自己講話，一個鐘啊、兩個鐘或者三個鐘出嚟咧，你當你俾咗你指令嘅時候咧，到時候咧你就會可以出定噶啦。
So what that monk should have done when he sat meditation, if he thought he might get into a jhana, he should have said, I must come out at 8 p.m. to give the talk. And then he would have come out.
咁呢嗰個如果嗰個主持法師佢講話，如果我八點鐘我一定要出定嚟俾開示嘅話呢，咁佢應該會八點鐘會起，即係可以俾到個開示嘅。
But once you're in, if you haven't made any determination, then you just come out according to nature, and that could be many days.
咁所以呢，如果我哋冇一個指令在個十定之前的話呢，那我們就可能就隨著那個自然的規律，它自己出來就出來了。
So if any of you think you're going to get into a deep meditation, please tell yourself, I must come out on Wednesday afternoon, otherwise we won't know what to do with you still sitting here at the end of the retreat. We'll probably lift you up and put you in the cupboard for a few days until you can come out.
咁所以如果你覺得你哋會入個好深嘅禪定嘅時候咧，就記得同自己講呢、這個閉關之前應該係星期三啦，記住話俾自己聽，嗰時我一定要出定嘅。如果唔係，我哋掟埋你一邊嘅啫。
Okay, I think enough questions for now because it's 25 past 11.
In the afternoon, maybe.
Enough. Maybe the last question. That's internet, is it?
No, it's from the floor. From the floor.
Okay, from the floor. Okay, last question, then we'll have lunch. Other questions we'll answer this evening.
Oh, she asked, what do you mean the mind? Is that our soul? And is that the light? When the light comes out, is that we got no bodily feeling? 個問題啊，誒話呢個第六識啊，即係個心咧，個光咧，係唔係我哋嘅精神體啊？我亦都做過靈魂啊 ，soul。咁呢個光出現咧，係咪可能有一個光出現嘅時候就冇咗個身體嘅覺受
？I think I already answered the first part. The thing you see is called the mind. A soul is something permanent.So we see the mind isn't permanent, it's not the soul. There is no such thing as a soul.
咁老師都講咗啦，即係我哋話嗰個光咧就係我哋個心，即係第六識，但係話唔係個靈魂，因為靈魂係唔變嘅，但係個 mind 係會喐嘅，係會。
What was the second part of the question?
When the light comes out, is that we don't get the bodily feelings?
Sometimes that light can come up too early when you still have bodily feelings.
老師都講過咧，有時嗰個光出現嘅時候，你即係太早出現咧，我哋仍然係有個身體嘅覺受嘅。
And then you can't really keep it very long。
咁嘅時候咧，呢一類嘅光，我哋唔可以即係保留得佢好長嘅。
So instead, keep following the instructions. Stay with the breathing until the breathing gets so smooth and so peaceful. Then when it disappears, if a light comes out, then that's the good ones。
咁所以老師頭先講過啦，我哋就。最初是觀呼吸是好定的時候呢咁先等個光出嚟呢呢個是比較上好嘅方法嚟㗎。
So if a light comes up very early, just ignore it.
如果個光好早出現㗎啦我哋根本就可以唔理佢㗎。
And wait for the real big ones to come.
我哋等個最靚個出現。
Okay. So shall we carry on talking or do you want lunch?
咁各位想食
lunch? You can eat any day.
咁有人選擇食午飯，我哋老師話好咁啊食午飯，但係我哋午飯日日都有得食嘅。
Okay, let's go for lunch。
即係而家午餐時候啦。